Victoria's Peter Hanscom and Queensland Usman Khawaja and Matt Renshaw have grabbed the attention of Test selectors after yesterday's Sheffield Shield action, all scoring centuries. No luck for Joe Burns, though, out for four, while Adam Voges may have played his last Test. The nasty knock at the Wacker is his second head injury this year. In the A-League, and the Wanderers host Tim Cahill's Melbourne City tonight. And the Sydney Kings have fallen from top spot of the NBL ladder after losing to the Wildcats 93-80 in Perth last night. The two sides face off at the Superdome again tomorrow night. We did see Adam Voges at the Wacker yesterday wearing a helmet but got hit in the head by a bouncer. Of course, that was how Philip Hughes passed away in the end, was a bouncer to the head, caused a massive head injury. There is debate whether we should ban the bouncer. What do you reckon, Gus?
Yeah, there shouldn't be debate at all about it, unfortunately. I know exactly when you talk about Philip Hughes, that tragedy, but it was an accident. They've had the inquiry and that's what they've come up with, and that was common sense. I've been watching India and England over the last 10 days or so, just started the second test last night. Those pitches over there hardly bounce at all. But when they do put a bouncer in, batsmen are getting hit on the head there as well. It's just a part of the game. It's an arsenal that the fast bowler has to have. It is so batsman-friendly, the game at the moment. If you took away the bouncer, it changes the game way too much.
I grew up in my chosen sport in rugby league through an era where it was catch and kill.
Yep.
And you could punch, you could hit them high, do whatever you want. It was French fair go. Do whatever you want. And these days, AFL, NRL, rugby union have absolutely no tolerance with contact with the head. Yet we still have a sport where you can use the ball as a weapon and as a tactic. It won't happen tomorrow, but I'm telling you, the day will come, and your uncle Richard Freeman said this on the Dead Set Legends, the day will come, and I reckon within the next 10 years, where the bouncer will be banned, where fast bowlers will be able to use that as a tactic.
Maddie, they've got the best protection now ever. They're making that stronger every single year. The chances of someone actually...
And Adam Voges was wearing a helmet and still received a concussion yesterday. Like, concussion's nothing to laugh about.
No, of course it's nothing to laugh about. We don't change the game because the bloke's got a concussion.
They did with our sport.
That's true.
Sometimes it takes a tragedy to change things, and that's what we do in sport.
Philip Hughes and Philip Hughes' family don't want the bouncer.
But I'm saying about the whole game is like to try and attract young players to play the game. That's what we're talking about. Like, how many people watch your Philip Hughes incident? Voges, who was a test player yesterday, the ball hit him that hard that it ended up in the covers.
It happens a lot. It does happen a lot.
But we've got more emphasis on it these days because of the Philip Hughes incident. We spoke to Mitchell Johnson, who said never should the bouncer be outlawed. But I'm kind of along the lines of Matty. I think within 10 years we'll see changes to it. Maybe sometimes it's impossible not to bowl a bouncer. That's one of the things that slip out. Yeah. But bowlers know that when to bowl it as well. And I don't think we'll see it within 10 years either.
How about we fix the techniques of the batsman? That would be the first thing. If you ban the bouncer, cricket's dead.
Is the
it's
bouncer
over. You ban the whole game.
Though,
end of story.
Is aimed at the head, right? So what Matty said
it is
that...
aimed at the head region. Of course it is. Sometimes it's just to get batsman onto the back foot rather than him coming forward all the time.
I think our grandkids will look back at cricket being played at these bouncers. And they'll look and go,
wasn't that dangerous?
Can you believe that?
Well, Matthew, I hope not. I hope you're absolutely wrong.
Go back and watch a rugby league game in the 70s at the spear tackle and how dangerous that was. That should be considered a good tackle.
Mate, okay, when the spear tackle was a good tackle right in the 70s, bowlers were bowling, like the fast bowlers.
Without helmets. Were
bowling at batsmen with no helmets. Now we've moved it, we've got helmets. The chance that people get hit all the time and hardly anyone passes away. I don't want to talk about this in a trivial way right? Wow. But the simple fact is there's... bounces all the time at club cricket, at my level of cricket, at test, at shield level and stuff. And you're going to get the odd one. But you can't ban it. You ban the whole game. It's over if you do it.
But we ban spear tackles and the game hasn't finished in rugby league.
Yeah, but we've protected ourselves from the bouncer with the helmet.
The shoulder charge.
People are still going to hospital, though, because even though they got the helmet.
It's all right to go to hospital and get a checkup and have a couple of weeks off.
Mate,
it is.
What, F-troop?
Are we going to change the entire game because someone got hit in the head?
Yes, mate.
It's going to have to retire because he's had two head injuries in a year.
And he's 37.
I don't think he's going to retire. He might have to retire from the Australian cricket team, but he was doing that on his own. He didn't need the hit in the head for that to happen.
They honestly think that
one triple three, honestly,
changed the whole game of cricket because a batsman can't get out of the way of a ball near his head. Please,
no one's watching it anyway.
Excuse me, one triple three, five three.
I tell you what, I want to hear people's. I'd love your opinion,
especially
on this.
Cricket lovers.
Yeah.
Cricket, if anyone's a cricket lover and they want to ban the bouncer, then they've got no clue.
Let's get some traffic opinion, and some ads.
Exactly. That's what I'm paying for, my opinion. Thanks, Leave me alone.
We'll check in traffic next.